the only way this initiative can be successful is if it's not seen or cast in the light of just a technology initiative. That is one of the reasons I've made sure that we've engaged the sustainability community, we've made sure we've engaged the financial community, and you can see from the president's executive order that came out on October 5th, 2009 around sustainability. Or if you look at the president's executive order around disposing of unneeded federal real estate, we made it very clear in that executive order that the administration is moving forward with a net zero growth policy when it comes to data centers. So it's going to take not just CIOs across the federal government, but it's going to take CFOs and strategic sustainability officers to really move this initiative forward, because there's so many equities from multiple communities. But as we think about this in the long term, it's vital that all these communities, you know, whether you're looking at it from a cost perspective or you're looking at it from a greening of IT perspective, that the upside of actually consolidating and optimizing these assets has a huge benefit more broadly.
What kind of reaction are you getting from the CFO community? What kind of, and from the sustainability community? They get it probably to a certain extent, but once you get into that weeds, is this still a CIO-driven process to get those final plans finished? Or are you seeing the CFO and the sustainability and other communities working together with the CIO to complete those plans?
It's actually the latter. I just sat down with Nancy Sutley, who is very focused on sustainability issues, and we're actually bringing together sustainability officers and also CIOs and CFOs to make sure that we're meeting these targets. And what's great about this initiative is that in each of those respective communities, there are going to be very specific targets that are forthcoming as we drive to execution.
And when we talk about targets, we talk about not just data center targets, but just sustainability targets and cost savings targets. That's what you're talking about?
Absolutely.
Because obviously the data center targets are going to come from this August 30th plan. And is that correct as well?
Yeah, through the deliberative process between OMB and agencies, we're going to be finalizing specifically what those plans look like and the numbers in terms of current state and future state.
And then what you'll do with the sustainability officers as well as the CFOs is take that as a starting point maybe and then look broadly at other areas that agencies can target to reduce and consolidate and be more efficient with?
Right, and it's also working with them up front. So we're doing that already. If you look at the data center plans, they weren't developed in the black box. They were developed with the various communities that were involved, from the strategic sustainability officers or the CFOs.
Let's talk about when OMB expects to see some real changes in how data centers are managed. Obviously, each agency's plan of action milestones will be different based on their needs. When can the community, the IT community, the federal community, see some real change, or when does OMB expect to see it?
Well, look, the final consolidation plans will be approved by December 31st, 2010. But where we do have low-hanging fruit, we're already moving, we're executing on that front, such as at DHS or at NASA. So you're already going to begin to see change. Some agencies are going to move much faster than others, and what I don't want to do is get ahead of the plans and the numbers that we will be releasing in the coming months. But what I can tell you is that you're going to have execution around consolidation starting from the very beginning. Now, this is a problem where we've seen over the last decade the numbers go through the roof. And part of what we've done immediately is we've issued a policy that has a net zero growth policy across the board. So flatlining that infrastructure. Second thing we've done is we've actually defined data centers for the first time, because when we originally did the data call, one of the challenges was that people were not using the same definition when it came to a data center. So what we're doing is we're leveraging the Uptime Institute's definition of a data center and the various tiers to make sure that there's a consistent taxonomy across the federal government, so that when we look at these consolidation plans, when we move forward beyond planning to execution, that we're going to see significant changes in the coming years. And this isn't going to happen in 1 year. This is going to last across multiple administrations.
You mentioned the policy around net zero growth policy. Was that the executive order you're referring to? Was there a different one?
Yes, that was the president's executive order that was released on June 10th, 2010. And this was to focus on disposing of unneeded federal real estate. But a key component of that executive order was also to make sure that we were not continuing to grow data centers across the government.
The workshops that the CIO Council held, last one was August 10th. Any concerns, any questions, anything that you can say real quick, advice you'd give the agencies as they finalize their plans for August 30th?
Well, I think at this workshop, obviously CIOs talked about the aggressive timelines in terms of being able to create these plans. That's one of the reasons we made sure there's a whole peer review process based on the feedback we got from agencies. And as you said, in terms of expertise, making sure that we're bringing people from outside individual agencies to get a second look at what they were thinking about. But my biggest advice would be to make sure that this is not treated as just an IT project. It's much bigger than an IT project. It has significant impact on sustainability. As we think about these broader initiatives, it has a significant impact on real estate, has a significant impact when we think about how we optimize our assets. And also, it's an opportunity for agencies to rethink their compute models in terms of what are the next generation technologies, what are the next generation platforms. Are we doing something that costs 10 times more and takes 10 times longer versus being able to leapfrog? How do you get a late mover advantage when you think about the opportunity here as we embark on one of the largest consolidation efforts in history?